This clip is taken from our main podcast, the Powerful Comics Man Podcast with Gerald Dorado, also available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and all podcast platforms. Please check it out as well. What's up, Mudduffs? The Powerful Comics Man Podcast is brought to you by Miyucha Lux Cakes. Okay, so before we continue with the episode today, just please do me a favor, get your phone and go check out Instagram. Okay, so we'll just leave the podcast playing on Spotify or Apple Podcast as you do it. So just go to Instagram and look up at hello.miucha. Okay, so that's at hello.miucca. Okay, so you can see the most amazing desserts, donuts, cakes, and a lot of other creative desserts in there, even wedding cakes. That's Miucha Lux Cakes. That's our page. And please support it. Support the podcast by supporting our little business, Miucha Lux Cakes. And as you can see, it's just different. The photos don't, as pretty as they are, they don't even justify the taste and the experience that you get having Miucha donuts, cakes, the dream cakes, and the budinos. Oh my god, just keep watching this Instagram page, because we just come up with different stuff all the time. Okay, you would see desserts and other cakes that you don't see anywhere else. Okay, check out the dream cakes, the bunny hugger. That's a carrot cake. It's one of the best sellers, and of course the donuts. We also do pop-ups. We have announcements on the Instagram account and also on Facebook. Just look up Miucha on any of those platforms. I'm very proud of this brand. It's been with us on the podcast ever since we started. And yeah, just check it out and help us out. Spread the word, and I'm sure you will not regret. All right. And with that, let's go on with the episode. Okay, balik tayo sa ano, sa napakalaking problema. kailan tayo may medyo mga may pagka old timer na tayo sa ano eh, sa usaping ito eh. Yes. Ever since nagkaroon ng internet, nandoon na tayo sa eksena eh.
Yes.
'Di ba? So kailan nagsimulang magproblemahin ng mga creator?
And I think yung isa talagang naging problema, a lot of people were talking about distribution. Yun ang isa sa mga pinakamalaking issue na narinig ko noon, na distribution. Na hanggang ngayon, ganun pa rin.
Mm-hmm.
Na parang, we're an archipelago, we have like 7,000 plus islands. Tapos yun nga, in order to bring your comics to another province, kailangan mong isakay sa barko, o ilagay sa aeroplano. Mm-hmm. So, mas mahal yung ganyan. Ang take ko naman dyan, may distribution ko nga, kung pangit naman ang gawa mo.
Oh.
Di ba? So, parang, I don't think it's, kasi para sa akin, medyo idealist ako.
Mm-hmm.
So, parang iniisip ko, kung talagang maganda ang gawa mo, it will find a way. I mean, yes, people will be interested enough and find a way to get it to where they are.
Yeah. Sabi nga ni Jerry, isang sinabi niya na nabasa ko na natatandaan ko talaga, so your audience will find you, or you will find your audience.
Diba?
Parang ganun. Totoo eh. Kasi that happened to you.
Oo.
Diba?
Although I will refute yung sinabi ni Jerry.
Okay.
Okay? Na, yes, your audience will find you, pero kailangan meron kang umpisahan.
Yes.
You really have to make an extra effort to bring it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Out there.
Mm-hmm.
It does not have to be wide distribution, but enough distribution na may taong makakita.
Mm-hmm.
Yon. Oh, there it is.
Oh, di ba?
Kasi nandito ako sa
medyo,
gilid.
Medyo i-ganan mo ng konti.
Para okay, so I got, ayan. Yeah. Ayan. Okay. Okay, so I get it. Pasensya na sa audio. So yun. So, kailangan as a creator, you need to have some effort lang to bring it to at least yung enough people who will like your work. Kasi dun talaga mag-umpisang kumalat. And of course, this now brings to the other issue that we talked about kanina.
Which is
yung nga, yung parang the free online platforms that are available right now mula Webtoon, you know, Webtoon, and then there's Tapas, and then locally you have Penlab, and then Goodlies, and other platforms. Yung mangyayari ngayon dyan is, dahil ang dami gumagawa ng comics, paano natin malalaman kung anong maganda?
May dadagdag pala ako dun sa, kasi I think we have solved the distribution.
Mm-mm.
Kasi there's Shopee and Lazada.
Yes, pretty much.
Diba? So, that's ano eh, content na lang talaga.
Uh-oh.
Content kasi, that solved a lot of things. It's cheap, it's efficient, it's almost worry-free. Yes. Diba? Pag naibigay mo dun sa courier, okay na yun eh.
Yes.
So, it's, ngayon, hindi na problema yung distribution. Yes. Kasi hindi naman, di ba, sa anak kong ano, malaking package yung ano, yung papadala mo. Ngayon, correct. It's just a little parcel.
Oo, correct. Ang magiging problema lang as a creator, kung halimbawa 10,000 ang ano, nag-order sa'yo.
Oo.
It's a nice problem, pero good luck sa pagpapackage ng lahat. Ng
well, if you have 10,000, then probably a publisher will pick you up already.
Yeah, definitely.
Diba?
Definitely.
Mga ganong klase. Yes. So, you can kumbaga pass that problem to someone else who's willing.
Definitely.
So I think yung Shopee and Lazada, si Roy Mercado, yung creator ng Ophir.
Okay.
His books are available. Independent 'yon, fully independent 'yon sa Shopee and Lazada. Oh, shout out sa kanya. Check niyo 'yon, Ophir. Paul Medina had been doing that kasi totally independent si Paul dun sa ano niya sa kasi bumili siya bumili siya ng sarili niyang printer.
Wow. Okay.
So anyway, baka hindi na ngayon. Ewan ko kung anong setup ngayon ni Paul, pero that was decades ago. So pretty much pwede mo solve na yung distribution.
Yes.
You can consider that, or would you not?
Well, it's a different kind of distribution because, well, in the sense that it's not the same as naglalakad ka lang sa isang bookstore, nakita mo lang sa tabi, nagka-interest ka, ipipick up mo.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba yung ganon? Kasi that's the one advantage that people say that bookstores and newsstands have.
Mm-hmm.
Yung may dadaan lang, and then may instant discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Yung hindi mo siya hinahanap, it just attracted your attention on the bookshelf.
Mm-hmm.
Ngayon, pero right now, when you're talking about Lazada and Shopee, I don't know, ha? Parang I may be wrong by saying this, pero usually you would go to Lazada and Shopee because you already have something in mind.
Sabagay.
Diba? You already have something in mind.
Visibility ang problema.
Oo, so, you already have something in mind or yung nga, yung parang, or maybe yung nga, yung someone just posted an ad sa Facebook, yung nga, the usual thing, may advertising na involved.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still different from the experience of walking in a mall, entering a bookstore, not really interested in anything, and then your book was discovered kasi maganda yung cover. Diba? Mm-hmm. Iba naman yun.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the one experience that ang nawala.
Mm-hmm.
Given our situation right now, and yung nga, and moving forward to what you said, because more people are now buying online, how much will that affect the performance of bookstores in the future when things normalize?
So at the end of right now, kasi there's a lot of advantages that this modern times are available ngayon na very easily and handily compared to just 10 years, 5 years ago.
Yes.
So, lalo na nung mga early 2000s.
Oh,
wala, definitely, ano siya, hindi madaming, parang, siguro feeling mo, ano, nung, kung meron lang ganun sa Pilipinas, mundo, during that time, magiging sikat ako. May mga tao siguro ganun.
Yeah.
Pero, ultimately kasi, you need a good product.
Oh, definitely.
You need a good product. Itong isang naalala ko parate, the only, paano ba yung pagka-word? I may be botching it, pero ang kaisa-isang reliable na indicator na maganda yung produkto mo is pag may bumalik ka na kliyente na, or let's say kahit anong produkto mo, let's say bakery.
Okay,
so you can apply that to comics, di ba? So kung kinabukasan yung bumili sa'yo ng kunyari pandesal, sa'yo ulit bumili, tapos pabalik-balik siya sa'yo, indicator yun na masarap, gusto niya yung produkto mo.
Yes.
Kasi pwede naman siya bumili sa iba.
Yes.
Diba? At ang isa pa is, if they return as customers, or they recommend you. Maghahanap sila ng tropa dun sa, ay masarap, masarap pandesal ba dun kina Carlo. May
totoo yan.
Masarap yun. So, yun lang dalawa. Ang pinaka-reliable.
Yes.
Na basehan. Yung mga reviews ng mga friends mo sa tol, be honest. Be honest. Kaya ko yan. Di ba? Di ba? Parang kaya ko yan. Sabihin mo talaga kung pangit, hindi ako magagalit. Hindi siya, it means nothing. Yung critic reviews, kahit kung sino pang acclaimed critic ang mag-ganon yan, it's, hindi siya, ang pinaka, kasi hindi naman siya bumili eh.
Oo.
'Di ba? Walang sales na nangyari na dahil nagsulat na feature ka sa magazine or sa TV. Ang progress is somebody bought.
Yes.
What you're selling.
Yes.
So yun.
Ayun. And from that, doon ngayon lumalabas ang isa namang panibagong concern is yung idea ng yung ano, yung pagdi-disseminate ng information, 'di ba? Yung kumbaga eh, kung may lumabas sa produkto, katulad ng sinabi mo, either kung nagustuhan mo, i-recommenda mo.
Mm-hmm.
Pag-uusapan. Mm-hmm. Yung ganyan. Ilan ba sa mga Pilipino or nasa kultura ba natin, ang pag-usapan ang isang gawa na gustong-gusto natin? Most probably, kapag foreign yan, yon, ipopost ka agad yan sa Facebook, yung ganyan.
Oh.
I watched Arcane. Watch it. Ang galing. Mm-hmm. Best animation ever. Ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
Pero kung Pinoy ang work, yun ang tanong.
Mm-hmm.
Do our people oft have that same kind of excitement to share about Filipino work?
I think meron naman. Kasi let's check what's the most popular comics right now na Pilipino. I think the most popular is ano eh, Tarantadong Kalbo.
Okay.
'Di ba? Parang if you check every time na mag-po-post siya.
Oo.
Tens of thousands of comments,
yes,
likes, may mga share siya, 'di ba? So well, given that it's politically driven kasi, 'di ba?
Yeah.
At saka passionate yung mga tao. Pero you can see the quality na gawa niya.
'Di
ba? Kasi may mga iba namang gumagawa ng politically charged na comics. Pero does it have the same success as Tarantadong Kalbo, di ba? So that's one. I think nung lumabas yung 13 anime, meron ding excitement. Although hindi masyadong na-sustain, di ba? Parang ilang mga 2 weeks.
Oo, pero that's an animation.
Oo.
Di ba? Animation siya. Naging,
sabagay, no?
Napag-usapan lang siya dahil naging animation.
Sabagay.
Hindi dahil sa core comics itself.
Yeah.
Diba? So that's where we're coming from. Kailangan ba talaga ng isang Netflix para pag-usapan ka? Kailangan mo ba ng ano? And the other thing, going back to ano, Tarantadong Kalbo, nandiyan din yung idea na yes, his work gets shared, but is his work being talked about? Magkaiba yun eh.
Sa bagay.
Magkaiba yun. So, like, halimbawa, yun nga, yung, what's the best example? It's like a meme. Di ba? Ano, kishare tayo ng meme all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Ganyan. Pero, in terms of significance,
mm-hmm.
you, explaining what's behind it. Of course, yung Tarantado Calbon, nung lumabas yung Tumindig, nagkaroon lang ang dami-daming mga articles about that, yung ganyan. And because yung it was a monumental thing. Pero on a daily basis, when you go to a website on American comics, nandiyan yung, uy, in issue number ganyan, mag-out si Superman. Oh, na yung ganyan. Yung ganun kaliit and arguably, parang, okay, parang it's like a fictional character na may ano, ginawang balita.
Yeah.
Tapos sinishare ng mga tao.
As,
diba?
As the art form, di ba?
Oo, as the art form, ganyan.
Yeah.
Dito sa atin, ginagawa ba natin yon?
Well, I suppose pwede rin namang i-consider na art na you're sharing the art form dun sa case ni Tarantadong Kalbo. Kasi the fact that you shared it, it shows that his art was successful, kumbaga successful siya para iparating kung ano yung gusto niyang sabihin. Diba? So it is a triumph for his artwork.
True.
Kasi pwede ka naman kasing gumawa na hindi tapos hindi maganda yung you're not as skilled, 'di ba? Yeah. And then hindi kumbaga your message falls flat.
Yes.
But the fact that the message gets kumbaga para communicated strongly through the comics is kumbaga parang testament to the art form.
Oo. Well, siguro on another level, kasi what I'm talking about is documentation. Is documentation. Mm-hmm. So like, for example, when John Zamar interviewed a whole bunch of comic book creators for yung YouTube channel niya. Uh-oh. So ang dami-dami na noon.
Oh, manood kayo noon.
Diba? So, but then, those are videos. They are not transcribed. There is no documentation of them. Diba? Parang wouldn't it be nice if someone actually made a transcription, created articles, made a book, something that has longevity.
Mm-mm.
Yung ganyan, something that can be placed in libraries for, you know, yung ganon. So it's that kind of being talked about. It's that kind of yung it's not just a share na pwede mong gawin one day and then after that, yung mawawala na in the bowels of the internet. Okay. You know, something that's concrete na tatagal. So yun ang if people can review movies sa mga news portals, diba? There are movie reviews, people review albums, people review TV shows. Where are the reviews for our comics? By these news portals.
Yeah. Or at least by word of mouth. Kasi right now, you can, I can still talk fondly about Wasted.
Yeah.
Diba? Or talk fondly about certain Pugad Baboy strips.
Yes.
Diba? May naaalala ako. Diba?
Yes.
Ito yung ginawa. And that's prevalent dun sa Pugad Baboy page. May mga, may nangyari. I-share nila yung strip.
Uh-oh.
Na pwedeng i-relate to that event.
Uh-oh.
Diba? Right now, well, I suppose si Tarantado Calbo kasi had been nag-boom siya mga may 2 years na ba? Wala.
I think for the past 2 years. Yeah.
Oh, mga ganun, diba? Ang before him, ang popular was sino yan? Si Eddie Comics. Pucha, Eddie Comics. Si paano na?
Hindi si Libre.
Libreng Comics. Libreng Comics.
Yes.
Si Toto Madayag.
Yes.
Toto Madayag.
Yes.
So,
kasi isama na rin dyan si Hung Hang Comics and yung it's so much easier to pag comic strip talaga, it's so much easier. Pero yun nga, yung parang and that's why yung dun tayo sa going back to dun sa sinabi ko kanina, we're not really sure kung about sino talaga sa industriya ang may success story.
Mm-mm.
For all we know, there's someone in some province chugging away at his own comics na nasa webtoon and is actually making millions and we don't know about them.
Sabagay.
Di ba yung ganon? So there's a lot and that's why this whole idea of researching and getting to know about yung mga comikeros natin, about their works and what they're doing so that we can get a bigger picture na baka sinasabi natin kailangan sagipin ang comics industry when actually it's actually going along just fine. Diba? Because yung, we don't really know.
For the size of it, no? Parang it's doing awesome.
It's
diba?
Doing awesome. Kumbaga
yung statistically, I don't know.
Diba? Like, for example, if there are like, let's say there are like 500 comiqueros mm-hmm. right now doing comics. Mm-hmm. And let's say that 5% of them, what's 5% of 500? 25.
Oh.
25 people are actually making bank. Mm-hmm. As in, they're earning money from their comics.
Mm-hmm.
Is that healthy for the comics industry? Is the 5% of comiqueros making bank a good indication for the industry?
I don't know. Ikaw.
Para sa akin, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good given na yung given the fact that comics right now is not movies.
Mm-hmm.
'Di ba? The fact na merong comicero dyan na kumikita ng malaking pera dahil sa comics nila
mm-hmm.
and we haven't heard of them. Mm-hmm. Parang it should give people some hope. It should give creators some hope na you don't need to be quote-unquote super popular
yeah
to earn from your comics.